Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 2009. This is issue number 292. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, my address is 706 Mackenzie Drive. That's spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Email is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. Canadian members is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that is mentioned, or log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org. And you can sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Alternatively, you can sign up to EDXN and get your DX Audio Service on your computer or iPod player in stereo. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with our PayPal credit card system, or you can contact Wayne Heinen at Post Office Box 473251, Aurora, Colorado 80047-3251 if you want to pay by check. Hey, listen, DX Audio Service members, we have an important announcement to make at the end of this track, so if you don't listen to any other column, just be sure to listen to the end of the tape here, because we have some important information for all DX Audio Service members. But right now, here's Captain Bill Hale with a look at the AM Switch.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for July 2009. As always, let's start things out with call letter changes on 680 WSMB Memphis, Tennessee has made the switch to WMFS. On 1020 KABA Eagle River, Alaska has changed calls to KOAN. 1050 WTOP Silver Spring, Maryland, their new call is WZAA. On 1060, a new station in Sparks, Nevada, has taken the call of KFOY. They're not on the air yet. On 1150, KREL in Quanah, Texas, they've changed to KOLJ. On 1160, WDJO, Florence, Kentucky, their call now is WQRT. Well, last month we reported that WWGA 1230 in Waycross, Georgia had changed from WWGA to WAYX. About a week and a half later, they switched back to WWGA. I guess they just can't make up their mind. Also on 1230, a new station up in Newport, Maine, they've taken the call of WGUY. 1310 WBUD, Asbury Park, New Jersey, they've changed to WABD. 1390 KVXX Salem, Oregon, they've made the switch to KWOD. Also on 1390 down in South Carolina and Charleston, WXTC has made the switch to WSPO. That may signal a change to sports, who knows. 1460 WEMR Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania, they're now known as WGMF. 1490 WODJ Whitehall, Michigan, they made the switch to WKLQ. And on 1590 WRJS in Swainsboro, Georgia, their new call is WXRS. Our next category, as usual, construction permits, which have taken to the air over the past month. 740 WCXZ Harrogate, Tennessee, they're now on with 900 watts daytime, 7 watts at night from a new taller tower. They've reduced the day power. 790 KBRV Soda Springs, Idaho. They're now on with 50,000 watts during the day, 29 watts at night, increasing the day power. By the way, that's non-directional. 810 KLVZ Brighton, Colorado. Their CP for U4, 10,000 watts days, 430 watts is now on. U4, if you don't remember, is two different patterns. They continue to use two transmitter sites also. 930 WSFZ Jackson, Mississippi. They're now on with 3,800 watts during the day, 3,100 watts at night. Directional nighttime only, and our designation for that is U2. 1040 KURS San Diego, California. They're now on with 360 watts days, 6 watts at nights, all non-directional. 1060 WKNG Tallapoosa, Georgia. They're now on with 50,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts during critical hours, and that's non-directional. 1270 WRLZ, Eatonville, Florida. They're on the air with 25,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, U4. 1280 KPTQ, Spokane, Washington. They're now on with 5,000 watts during the day, 125 watts at night, U4. 1300 WCKI, Greer, South Carolina. Their CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 94 watts at night is now on, adding the nighttime service. Both day and night is non-directional. 1340 WIRY, Plattsburgh, New York. They're now on with 1,000 watts days, 940 watts at night, all non-directional, U1. 1400 WGHC, Clayton, Georgia. They're now on with 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. On 1460 WNPL, Golden Gate, Florida, they're now on with 7,000 watts during the day, 2,000 watts at night, U4, two different patterns. They're using four towers day and night. And finally, 1600 WATX, All Good, Tennessee, they're now on with 2,500 watts during the day, 20 watts at night, non-directional, increasing that day power and moving up 10 hertz from 1590. Two new stations have been granted this past month on 1060. KFOY Sparks, Nevada. They've been granted 15,000 watts days, 370 watts at night from two towers. Their antenna designation is U4, as they have two different patterns. They're probably getting pretty close to going on the air as they've been granted those call letters. And another new station has been granted, Paradise, Nevada, on 1590 kilohertz. They've been granted 6,500 watts days, 1,100 watts at night from four towers. Directional nighttime only, so that's a U2. The night pattern directs most of the signal to the northeast with a tiny lobe off the back. Some actions which have taken place over the past month on 680 KFEQ St. Joseph, Missouri. Licensed for U4, 5,000 daytime and 5,000 nighttime, KFEQ has been granted an STA, which is a special temporary authority, for U1, 1,870 watts days, 1,250 watts at night. A farmer plowing at the KFEQ 3-tower site snapped one of the guy wires, causing a tower to topple. KFEQ will be using tower number 3 only, day and night, at those reduced power levels until the downed tower can be replaced and necessary tuning of the array is completed. DXers living east and west of St. Joseph should give 680 a try, as their night pattern delivers all the signal due north and south on a regular basis. 830 WQZQ, Goodlettsville, Tennessee. A CP has been granted for 2,000 watts daytime only, non-directional. Moving here from 1550 at Clarksville, a move of about 25 miles and 720 kilohertz. Well, some actions this past month. Brantley, Alabama, WEZZ on 920 has been granted 450 watts during the day, 450 watts during critical hours, moving from 930 at Monroeville. 1510 WJKN, Jackson, Michigan, CP has been granted for 5,000 watts during the day, directional, moving to a new transmitter site. And 1540 KTGG, Okemos, Michigan, OKEMOS, has been granted 400 watts during the day, 219 watts at night, non-directional, along with a city of license change from Spring Arbor. Some applications of note, 770 WEW St. Louis, they're licensed for 1,000 watts daytime only, but they do have a CP for 10,000 watts during the day, 200 watts at night, U4. They've now amended the application, requesting 10,000 watts during the day, 200 watts at night, and 10,000 watts during critical hours using three different patterns. 860 KTRB San Francisco, they're licensed for 50,000 watts day and night, U4, meaning two different patterns, although the patterns are electrically the same. They use four towers day and night. They have a CP to build three new 600-foot towers to be used only for daytime operation, leaving the nighttime facility as is. This amendment, now that they've applied for, requests the use of one of KFAX 1100's towers for daytime use only, which would make their facilities U2, 50,000 watts days, 50,000 watts at night. 1610 CJWI in Montreal, they've applied for 10,000 watts day and night while moving to 1410. The antenna designation is unclear, but we assume it's at least U2, if not U4. 1410 is the former frequency of CFMB, now on 1280. The station claims they receive interference from co-channel CHHA in Toronto. And 1690 CHTO in Toronto applies for 3,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, upping that daytime power. One application for a new station has been received, 1290 in Santa Clara, Utah. They've applied for U4, 2,000 watts during the day, 250 watts at night. Well, some more simulcasting, AM on FM and FM on AM, whatever. 720 KOTZ in Kotzebue, Alaska. They're being simulcast on a new KINU 89.9. 940 WIDG, St. Ignace, Michigan. They're now heard on W237 CF, which is 95.3 in Mackinac City. And KIMM 1150, Rapid City, South Dakota, is now heard on K300AX 107.9 in Rapid City. Well, no stations have been reported off this past month, although returning to the airwaves, WREN 590 in Carrollton, Alabama, with black gospel format, and WSDT 1240 Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, with oldies. Also, no fines to report, and that's going to about wrap it up for this month. Most of the FCC's time this past month, in fact, the past year or so, has been tied up with this digital television transition. Now that we're all transitioned, let's hope things kind of tone down on the TV side and things get back to normal so they can work AM applications and procedures. Well, our thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, and Ernie Wesolowski for tips used this month. Now here's my pal John Bowker with this month's look, or should we say listen, at what radio used to sound like. John?
National Radio Club.
Well, thanks very much, Bill Hill. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the travelogue portion of the DX audio service. Say, before we get going too far with this wild collection of station breaks I'm going to play for you today, let me remind you once again, you're going to hear this probably the whole tape this time, about signing up for the convention in Allentown. What a great site. Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's, you know, halfway from the New York to the Philadelphia Metro, and it's going to have all the stations around Allentown and Bethlehem, and I played you a couple from Easton, didn't I, a month ago or so. Anyway, do sign up, and here's a very important reason why. You know, the National Radio Club board asked me for 2 or 3 years to run the conventions and organize them and all that. And I guess our biggest problem was not knowing how many people we ought to be planning on, because so many times at the very end, fellas just showed up, and either with no reservation or having let us know a week in advance, we really wanted to make everything come out just right for the convention. So please, if you're thinking of going, you know, give it some thought tonight, and then make the reservations that Fred's telling you all about that, I know. But please, don't wait till the last minute, because, you know, Bob Smolarek needs your support, and he's getting it from all of us, so you do your part, and that'll be great. Okay, travelogue. We're going to be hop, skipping, and jumping from one end of the country to the other this time, just with little stories about some of the stations that we've picked up over the years. And these IDs are all at least 20, 25 years old, and for the most part today, I think you'll find most of the stations aren't even on the air anymore, so we have some historical archives to bring you in on this edition of the travelogue, and probably for the last travelogues through the end of this year. Anyway, we're going to start in the great city of Detroit. They need all the help they can get this year, let's face it. And we go back to the Queen. You don't know about the Queen. Martha Jean Steinberg. She was known as the Queen in broadcasting, and she was the one back in 1982 that founded WQBH. And was this a big or influential radio station? No, I really don't think so. But anyway, the Queen, Martha Jean, she was working for the Order of the Fisherman Ministry and founded this station at 1400 on the dial with 250 watts. And it was sold for $4.1 million about 10 years ago.
WQBH News has been sponsored by Our Father's House, your Christian Resource Center, located at 14015 Gratiot. Call 521-1500. WQBH, Detroit's community radio station, featuring black classics.
Well, okay. Now let's see, to come back to the East Coast this time, we'll go into the Metro New York Long Island area, and we'll run our dials from 1400 up to 1440, and go out on the island. And here is a station I used to listen to a lot. On the other hand, when I look it up now on the internet, you don't find any references, as if it never existed. And this is the AM side at 1440 in Babylon, New York, out on the island, of WBAB. My goodness, as I say, it was such a familiar call sign. It's WNYG now, I guess. But anyway, WBAB lasted for so long, I thought we ought to have at least a few moments of it here.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Yo, front and center for the All Request and Dedication Hour. Push them in at 955 WBAB. We are 102% Long Island. This is WBAB FM and AM Babylon Freeport, thanking everyone in Center Reach for showing the world they love rock and roll.
Now, I know some of you are going to say, oh, I remember WBAB in Babylon. Okay, how many of you, honest to goodness now, remember WBAB at 1490 on the dial? Where was it? Okay, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Only for a brief time, but so be it. And speaking of stations that no longer exist, nor can you even find them on the Wikipedia encyclopedia, here's one from out west that's disappeared.
Doggy game shows.
Okay. Well, why not? Man's best friend deserves a little television. It's got to be better than some of the stuff you see on cable these days. This is KLSY, Bellevue, Seattle. I am Bruce Murdoch. It's just ahead of 9 o'clock.
Okay, now, you know, a lot of us, you, me, everybody, I'm sure, at one time or another decided, hey, I would love to build a radio station, have it for my very own. Well, there was a fellow in Washington, D.C. who was working at the FCC, and it struck him, hey, you know, I think I could sneak a 1580 station into the District of Columbia area somewhere. It might not be on the air at night, but heck, that means I can be with my wife at night. So, anyway, a guy named Heyman started WPGC at 1580 on the dial as a daytimer, 250 watts, and I guess it went through the FCC processing rather quickly. After all, he had been an employee there up until that time. Now, that was all in 1953. Remember? 250 watts he started. Okay, it's 50,000 watts now. And how about nighttime patterns? Well, things have changed a little. And he first got 270 watts at night. And then he had that doubled, and I think it was doubled again. And then somebody blew the whistle on him. And so it was returned to 270 watts at night. WPGC, the call sign, what's it stand for? Prince George's County. Because, see, Morningside is not in the district. It's in Prince George's County, Maryland. Now, I must admit, the last time I was in the D.C. area, which was a couple of years ago, it's been 5 years ago, the call sign had been changed to WHFS. Any of you in that area would know that. And they've evolved into a gospel format. But they sure were not gospel in 1982.
Coming up 2, 3, 4, or more hours in a row, and it could be worth cash up to $100 a song on WPGC AM and FM Morningside, Washington, D.C. 11 o'clock for Dr. Dave and Whitney.
And today I live, I want to be.
And you know who they were duking it out with in those days? No, not one of the big Washington stations. Nope, the one over in Arlington, WEAM. They were competing with roughly the same ratings time after time through Arbitron with the music of the adult community. Oh, and it occurs to me again, a few minutes ago we had WBAB on. Here's another station from that same part of Long Island that's also completely disappeared with its call signs. Remember the one at 1370 in Patchogue?
Latest sky conditions mostly clear. Wind continues out of the east. It'll be basically from that direction for the next day or so. 30.11, climbing slowly, the barometer. Humidity 52. It's 40 degrees in Lidbrook, across the sound in New Haven, 39. And 36 at WALK Patchogue.
I'm Jeff Craig with 60 Second Preview.
Yes, indeed. WALK had a good reach up into the southern Connecticut area. I used to drive along the interstate over there. Actually, before the interstate was there, I was driving along Route 1 in southern Connecticut. And we were listening to WALK for maybe an hour from like Bridgeport into almost up to Rhode Island. Now, when I was a wee little boy, this goes back a year or two, my father and mother had a console radio in the living room. I'm sure you've seen them, or maybe you had one too. But the radio dial on that went all the way from 550, after all there was nothing below 550 on the dial, all the way up to the very tippy top of the AM dial at 1500. In fact, we didn't get a second radio in the house until we bought a table model radio for use around the breakfast area, so my dad could hear that new experimental station in New York City playing classical music, W2XR. Remember that story? That's another one. This one here, however, at 1500 at the top of the dial, was a station in Washington. All news, all the time, WTOP. And that's how they got their call letters.
76 degrees and raining, it'll be that way all day. WTOP Washington, covering the top stories from around the nation and the world with CBS. It's 9 o'clock. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Now, I may be the only one listening to this tape that this next slogan bothers me, but stations that say this, you know, this is absurd.
These are the only stations you'll ever need. WGMS Bethesda and 103.5 WGMS FM Washington.
Especially when you have a station like we're about to hear at 600 on the dial. I wish I'd been a little closer to it when we recorded it. But if you have a map out sometime, you might notice that this station is a long way from everywhere. Nonetheless, WFST is owned by the Northern Ministries Broadcasting Company, and it's now a religious station, regardless of what you're about to hear from 1982.
Northern Maine's largest and most complete radio service, the Northern Broadcasting Company. This is WFST 600 Caribou. It's time for the weather. The WFST Weather Associate presenting this forecast is Depositors Trust of Aroostook.
Well, let's see, before we completely run out of time, we should go back. Well, I can't take you back to 1923, because that's when this next station signed on the air, and it came on with the call sign 10 AD. Does that ring any bells? No, of course it doesn't, because it's in Canada, in New Brunswick, in fact. You know, the Canadian stations, the requirement does not include any more than their call letters every now and then, but here's a station not only gave the call letters, but the city and the province. But as with so many of the CBC AM stations, it's gone. In fact, if you tune 550 up there now, I guess from CFNB it went to CIBX, and I believe they have folded that station in favor of FM too. Anyway, here's what it was back in 1981.
That's the news to midday, brought to you by Cherry's Travel Service. This is CFNB Radio, Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Peters with CFNB Sports.
And we'll wrap up this month with a station in one of the more radioactive communities in the whole Northern Hemisphere, and that's Moncton, New Brunswick. That's where the big overseas international shortwave transmitters are. And remember when it used to be CBA Maritime at 1070 on the dial? Station's all long gone. Here's a station, though, that has an interesting history, because it joined with CHUM over in Toronto to form a whole new CBC network called the Atlantic Network. Anyway, here's how they sounded in 1982.
A new sound, funny, but it's too rock and roll to me.
How are you doing tonight? It's 7:08 at the Night Rock in New Brunswick with Sheldon Rose at CKCW Moncton, CJCW in Sussex. Coming up this hour, hear music from Stonebolt, Kenny Loggins, and Chilliwack.
And it goes on, but we don't. As a matter of fact, we're out of time. We'll see you next month here on the Travelogue. And now, my good friend, Mark Durenberger.
Well, thank you very much, John, and hello again, DX Audio Service members. For our past several visits, we've been acquainting you with how the early broadcast band was formed, and there's a lot more to do to finish that project, and we'll do that soon. But right now, let's take a break from all those numbers and get back to some radio listening. Back one morning in mid-April, I found myself with nothing to do, so I decided to drive from Minneapolis to Southern California. I mean, what else would you do with a fine spring day? Well, that trip ended up being 14 days in duration and 2,000 miles in each direction, traversing Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, and, of course, California. And to keep busy on the road, we brought along for our signal snatcher a pocket loop antenna and the Sony 7600G radio, holding the loop to the car window at the top of the hour. Since we began our DXAS contributions about 10 years ago, we've brought you clear channel IDs using various formats and presentations, but the one that's always been most interesting to me, and I think to Fred, was chasing specific frequencies during a long road journey to see how the stations change along the way. And since our primary interest is in the high power channels, we picked a number of those frequencies along our route. By FCC rule, assignments on these higher power channels are widely separated, and we typically found only three or four stations along the 2,000-mile distance from Minnesota to the land of Terry Livingston Hughes. In some cases, we heard daytimers. In all cases, we grabbed the signal as it sounded in the car with the loop up to the window, so probably pretty much as it would have sounded on a car radio. The channels we chased included 740, 870, 1030, 1060, 1080, 1090, 1140, 1190, 1510, and 1560. 740 is a Canadian clear with about 27 stations across the U.S., many of them daytimers, but only five along our route. We began with the station closest to our home driveway, a station that's had a lot of call letters, including two sets of heritage call letters from our territory, WMIN and now WDGY. Traveling through Iowa, we intercepted the signal from KBOE Oskaloosa, then a lot of dead territory on 740 because of protection to Nebraska's 750. The next time we heard a signal on 740, it was the mighty KVOR in Colorado Springs. That was followed by the underperforming voice of Cortez, Colorado, that you'll hear identified as KVFC. So here is this small group of 740 stations in order of travel.
WDGY, Hudson, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Oldies. Oldies. And nothing but. This is the true Oldies channel.
An ABC News update on KBOE Oskaloosa.
Now I'm Daria Albinger. President Obama is about to announce a major change in U.S. relations with Cuba. He'll announce that he's lifting the restrictions on travel for Cuban Americans who want to visit the island nation. He's also expecting to okay some mail delivery to the island.
Rush. KVOR is Rush Radio, where it's Rush weekdays. And now Sundays at 10 a.m. Rush. AM 740 KVOR and KVOR.com. KVOR HD1, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Denver. This is the station Colorado turns to first. KVOR. Depend on it.
I'm Richard Davies. Protest and pushback over taxes.
They're stealing my money.
That man from Virginia at a tax tea party in front of the White House today. One of several hundred protests.
Amador and Son. Little Whiskers, Big Paws, and more. The Radio Store. April 25th, starting at 9. On News Talk 1390 KENN. 740 KVFC.
He's a great American. Sean Hannity weekdays from 4 until 7 on 1390 KENN and 740 KVFC.
We were too far north to hear KIDR Phoenix, and that left us with one more 740 radio station. That's about as far west from Minneapolis as you can get and remain within the United States. The famous KBRT in Avalon on Catalina Island. A new catch for this old guy.
You've been listening to Talk from the Heart with Rich Bueller.
Listen again from 3 to 5 p.m. today for a chance to talk to Rich live on the air. Talk from the Heart is heard exclusively on AM 740 KBRIGHT.
You're listening to KBRT and KBRT HD Avalon and online at KBRT740.com.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life and another exciting teaching from Joyce Meyer. This week's series deals with prayer.
870 is a former 1A clear with the primary station WWL New Orleans. WWL's coverage protection means very few duplicated signals on 870. The three we heard were in Park Rapids, Minnesota, just north of us, just before we left. There was a low-power station in Bethany, Missouri. There's a station on 870 in northern Colorado, but we didn't hear it on the air as we passed through that state. That left the Spanish station in Las Vegas, and finally the mighty KRLA in Los Angeles. Here they are on 870 in order of appearance as we drove from Minnesota to California.
Clear Channel 870 KPRS, Park Rapids, Minnesota, AM 870, serving you from the nation's vacation land. A losing battle with the Santa Barbara wildfire.
Roller coaster is a pretty good analogy because it seems to be doing just that up and down the mountain range.
Becoming mostly cloudy with a low 45. Thursday clouds and high of 65 degrees. Thursday night and Friday mostly cloudy. A low temperature of 48 Thursday night with a high Friday that'll be around 65 degrees.
You're listening to KAAN-FM and KAAN-AM, Bethany, Albany.
From ABC News, I'm Charles Gibson. Underhill, Vermont is a town filled with excitement and anticipation, waiting for Captain Richard Phillips to head home. He's the cargo ship captain held captive by Somali pirates.
Mira todo esto sobre lo que estoy parada. Se llama arena y está por todas partes.
Call my office at 800-225-8584, 800-225-8584. From Washington, D.C., this is Dennis Prager.
Now, more than ever, intelligent, conservative talk radio. 870 KRLA, Glendale, Los Angeles, Orange County.
Urging patience, addressing the deepening recession, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner urged patience.
1030 is a United States Class 1B channel, and again, as we leave the Twin Cities, we're covered with a local from nearby Maplewood, Minnesota. Heading south, we'll hear what 1030 sounded like from Kansas City. Here are those two stations.
Every weekday morning at 10 o'clock, listen for great sacred albums from the record library of WCTS Radio. Today's great sacred album is titled The Lord Is My Song. This morning, 10 o'clock, great sacred albums on AM 1030.
With the information and news you need, WCTS, Maplewood, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Good morning. It's time for this morning's Bible reading from the New Testament.
Welcome home to the Christian music you know and love on 1030 The Light.
Have you wanted to advertise on the radio but didn't know what to say or where to start? Go to 1030thelight.com and click the Advertise button for creative ways to advertise on the radio. Radio advertising is inexpensive and cost-effective. Visit 1030thelight.com or call 816-313-0049.
The next 1030 signal is a mini powerhouse located in Garden City, Kansas, not too far from Dodge City.
Come in or use the drive-up window. It's not a party unless you've been to Gallus Liquor Mart at the corner of East 1st and Yellowstone.
Font News and the KT Radio News team, the perfect news combination.
This is KTWL, Casper, AM 1030, K2 Radio, keeping you informed.
Font
News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. More deaths in Mexico from the new strain of swine flu.
By the time we enter Colorado, we're into the protected area of KTWO Casper. And that protected coverage area meant we wouldn't find any more 1030 signals on our way west. Although had we reached into Mexico, we might have heard XESDD. Here's KTWO as heard at night in Denver.
Come in or use the drive-up window. It's not a party unless you've been to Gallus Liquor Mart at the corner of East 1st and Yellowstone.
Fox News and the KT Radio News team. The perfect news combination.
This is KTWO Casper. AM 1030. K2 Radio. Keeping you informed.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. More deaths in Mexico from the new strain of swine flu.
And that takes us to 1060, with a couple of dozen stations spread across the U.S., the primary, of course, in Philadelphia. Our route of travel took us past Preston, Minnesota, home of low-power KFIL, then Ord, Nebraska for KNLV, not much of a signal, and into Colorado, where KRCN on 1060 in Longmont is but one of a mini-network of parallels. As you'll hear, here are these three stations together.
Farm information from the Linder Farm Network is heard here on True Country KFIL-FM Chatfield and KFIL-AM Preston.
Good morning, everyone. Joel Nelson reporting in the markets for Lanesboro Sales Commission. Actually, we didn't have a sale there Friday, a good Friday, had a horse sale on Saturday, really good sale there.
Regional Radio KNLV. Gene McCoy with this reminder. Applications are now being taken for the 2009-2010 program year at Calamus Kids Preschool. Now you can call Calamus Kids Preschool for more information at 346-4977. A reminder from Regional Radio KNLV.
KRCN Longmont, Boulder, KKKK, Colorado Springs, KBLE Vail, KSKE Buena Vista.
Roger Quirtlebaugh in the KRCN Weather Center. They are calling for a winter storm watch in effect from Thursday evening through Saturday morning.
Interestingly, as we understand from Bill Hale, the Vail station, KVLE on 610, is now dark. But the owners apparently haven't gotten around to changing their ID string. Up close and personal on 1060 came KKVV Las Vegas as we swung through that town on the way to California.
Hello, my name is Jeff Burke, and I wanted to let you know about my new show and my new time. Stay Healthy Media presents the Staying Healthy Show, now 5 days a week. The show airs Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. Five times the great information on health and the greatest guest in the health and nutrition arena, as well as five times for everyone to learn what to do for all of those health situations that drive us crazy every day. Remember, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, at 5 to 6 p.m., the Staying Healthy Show, here on KKVV Las Vegas.
KKVV Las Vegas.
Get your calendar and mark down the date. Friday, April 24th at 6 p.m., Steve Gregg from the Narrow Path will be in Las Vegas.
There's room for another 1060 station out west, and it's apparently assigned to KUCU in northern New Mexico, but it wasn't yet on the air. So that was it for 1060. The eastern part of the country, of course, has a lot more 1060 stations, closer together with less power and sometimes daytime only, to protect KYW Philadelphia. And that's part one of our two-part series as we drove the highways from Minnesota to California, listening to Clear Channel stations along the way. I hope some of these might be new to you. We'll finish our project next month. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. I just want to take a moment of the members' time to let you know about a few things. First of all, at the present time, our main line, that's our telephone line that you call me on, and our musings line are out of service. It seems that the telephone provider that I've used for the last few years has suddenly gone out of business as a result of the economic depression. All of a sudden, our area code 360 numbers have stopped working, and all phone calls to the company are now telling me that the company is no longer in business. Now, when the phone lines first went down, I called the service number and was given a repair ticket number, and I was optimistic. But now when I call back the telephone repair number, that's gone. It's out of business. For the time being, I ask that you not call my personal number or try to track me down at home or business and let me know. I'm well aware of it. And also, don't ask when they'll be back, because I simply don't have an answer for you at the present time. I'm well aware of the problem, and I'm going to try to fix it. The problem is, unless I can find another provider like the one we had, I'm going to have to figure out a way of paying $100 a month for the lines just so the members can enjoy the service. So unless the costs are passed on to the membership, I would suggest that we just cool our heels and wait patiently. Eventually I'll find something that we can use, but until then, I don't want to be rushed into something that will cost the club and eventually have to be passed on back to the members. Now, this couldn't have come at a worse time. As you know, the analog TV shutdown was this past June 12th, and there is a nice video on YouTube of me shutting off the old 1964 RCA if you go looking for it. However, for the past 2 months, I've been working some ghastly hours at work, sometimes approaching 60 to 70 hours a week. And this was in anticipation of the switch, and now phase two, which is building three new TV stations in the dust that was left from the old one. And in addition to this, I've been trying to take a good friend of mine to his chemo sessions in Detroit, which is about a 2 or 3 hour drive from Lima to Detroit, mostly at nighttime. So to say that I'm exhausted and tired is really an understatement. It's for this reason that I've always asked the members to help me out by keeping a few things in mind when you are a member. First, I'll try to respond to phone calls, but if I'm busy, a telephone call may not be returned. Instead, you may get a letter which I can dictate to whomever I can and have sent to you, and that's really about the best I can do for the moment. So please keep this in mind. I can't return phone calls when you want me to or upon demand. You may get a letter, and that's the best I can do at the moment until I get some free time. Also, remember that if you are calling regarding a lost or a damaged tape, you are wasting really some precious time. If you have a missing tape, just send a card or a letter and advise me of it. If I'm not home, someone at my house will take care of the problem. You don't need to talk to me. Also, if you have a damaged tape, either it didn't get copied correctly or the post office decided to mangle it, just send it back. Tapes will be replaced at no charge if you send them back. But if you don't want to send it back for whatever reason, replacement tapes are $3. Now, these have been our basic rules for well over a decade, and they are a part of our bylaws. So if you ever want to see the bylaws and make sure I'm telling you the straight scoop, I'll send them to you in a letter or a cassette form. However, please keep in mind one thing, and this is very, very important. We are a volunteer club. We're not a business. We're volunteers, and we're trying to do a service in our free time. We don't have the ability to staff a telephone 24/7 or call people back when they want or answer questions on a moment's notice. We just don't have that ability. So I ask, please, if you want to be a happy member, remember these things, and life will be so much better. And speaking of volunteers, we sure could use some help. If anyone would like to volunteer to be available to answer member questions or assist in club business, perhaps a column or two, please talk to us. We could sure use the help. Time to talk conventions and get-togethers. It's Allentown in 2009, Friday, September the 4th through the 6th. This year's National Radio Club Convention will be held in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania in Allentown. It will be a joint convention with members of the WTFDA, that's the Worldwide TBFMDX Association, joining the club. Besides the regular events such as the auction banquet and quiz, the AAA Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs minor league baseball team will be in town, and this is their last homestand of the season. The convention is going to be held at the Roadway Inn at 1151 Bulldog Drive in Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18104. This hotel is conveniently located by Routes 22, 309, and the northeast extension of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It's also close to the Lehigh Valley International Airport. To reserve your room, call the Roadway Inn direct at 1-888-395-5200 and make sure that you mention you're with the National Radio Club for the $69 room rate. That's before taxes. Up to four people can stay in the room at one time, and you can get a one king bed or two double bed. By the way, this motel was formerly known as the Days Inn Convention Center. Also, the convention registration is $45 for the weekend. Checks should be made payable to the National Radio Club and should be mailed to Bob Smolarik at 31 Mark Drive, that's M-A-R-K, Mark Drive, High Bridge, two words, New Jersey, 08829. You can also send any of the auction items to Bob. He'll take care of those as well. By the way, we're looking for some convention bids for the 2010 National Radio Club Convention. And if you would like to bid for a convention in 2010, contact Ernie Wesolowski at 13312 Westwood Lane, that's all one word, Omaha, Nebraska, 68144. Or you can email Ernie at neernie@hotmail.com. The 16th annual Madison-Milwaukee get-together for DXers and radio enthusiasts will take place on Saturday, July the 25th, starting at 1 p.m., and it will last until 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
It's time for a pattern change. Or at least to flip over your tape for more of the DX audio service.